This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
We're in the middle of rebuilding. It's a fast rebuild. All of a sudden, you know, I was like one of the few people excited about the incomplete teardown.
You were excited about us going 0-16, man.
Yeah, I didn't mind because I wanted the talent to develop, and I knew that Chris Greer knew what he was doing. And think about this. After all that hell you thought we were going to go through, it was only one season.
And it wasn't even hell. The last nine games.
It was fun.
Right?
It was a lot of fun. And knocking out the Patriots.
Dude, that was the cherry on top.
We were the beginning, the igniting of the demise of the Patriots. Okay? Pick six, knocking your ass out, making you play in the wild card round. You're out. Next year, you lose Brady. And now you're trailing the Dolphins in the standings. Ha! F you, Patriots.
I okay? see Phil Collins. Ha, ha, ha!
That's it. Little Mama. Love that song. God. Still remember that concert. Orange Bowl. Sombrero.
Oh, a lot of this is
back
about...
Back-to-back nights.
Yeah, oh, yeah. A lot of this is about 2 weeks to prepare.
Yeah.
You're maxing out and giving the kid really a what you should do with your players. What, give them every chance to succeed.
What a great coach does, and I'm not saying Brian Flores is a great coach, but here are the characteristics of a great coach. You develop a culture. They buy in. You develop a team. They buy in. The team responds, and they start to play well. Instead of throwing the kid out there to be your savior and save everything, now Tua can step into a team that has receivers playing well, tight end playing well, tight ends playing well, running backs doing a serviceable job, offensive line doing an excellent job of pass blocking. So now, and the defense has actually gotten better because when you added Byron Jones, baby, that changed the whole dynamics of that defense. Have you noticed that? You got the two shutdown corners on each end, right? I know, Sam Madison, Pat Surtain back in the day. When you have those kind of guys, it changes everything.
Don't forget the other kid, Jones, the rookie kid,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He played really well out of position, brother.
That's right. That's right. And again, it's because the people in the front office know what the hell they're doing. So now you have created an environment that the coach feels, okay, my guy can play now. And I'm going to give him 2 weeks to prepare. So Flores has done everything possible to set it up. Now, if the offensive line wasn't playing well, if the receivers were injured, if Fitz is running for his life, I doubt this decision is made. But Fitz is not running for his life. Fitz actually has running backs. He has tight ends. He has wide receivers. He has an O-line. He has a good damn offensive coordinator. So now everything fell into place. So now's the time. You put Tua in. Makes all the sense in the world, baby. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I love everything about it, okay? Even though I may not have pulled the trigger myself at this time, but I understand. See, this is what I love about these guys now. For 20 years, those of you that have followed me, I ripped this team constantly because they do things that never made sense. This makes sense. When you take a step back and you look at the process, it's not a bad thing to put them out there now because of the way people are playing. I can't argue with that. I can't argue with the way the line is playing and the receivers and the tight ends and the running backs and the offensive coordinator is putting everybody in positions to be successful. Can you argue with that? I can't.